KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates. Brian, as always, thanks so much for your generosity with your time. We so much appreciate you helping us get on track and keep the right mindset when it comes to our, I almost said it, God's finances that he's put under our stewardship. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, happy to do it.
Well, earlier this week, I thought, well, we're probably going to talk to Brian about the volatility in the stock market. And I guess, you know, we probably should. I don't know what you had in mind, maybe prior to what we saw happen, but I'll throw it to you and hopefully put some minds at ease.
Yeah, it's funny, Steve, because, you know, I spend every day in the world of finance, so we pretty much always know what's going on day to day in the stock market. But I know it's must be something big when I got a text separately from my wife and my 15-year-old son saying, "What's going on with the stock market today?" I'm getting alerts on my phone.
Yeah. So Brian, in your time in finance, how many fingers does it take to count days with 4-digit gains or losses?
You know, it's been less common recently, but it's not an uncommon event. So it's pretty normal for a market to go through a correction, and a correction is generally defined as stocks dropping 10 to 15%. And that's a normal event, usually every 12 to 18 months. But Steve, we haven't seen an actual market correction since the period of around October 2022. So it's been a long run, and we've been telling our clients in every meeting for the last few months, hey, don't get too used to these easy markets because they never last. And then, you know, we don't know what will cause market volatility or when that will happen, but we know it's a normal event. And the volatility we saw, you know, through the last week or so is certainly nothing exceptional.
So when you say correction, is that to say that the market prior to earlier this week may have been artificially inflated?
I don't know if artificially inflated is the right word, but markets just periodically, drop. They revert back to their long-term average. Prior to this market correction, by our measurements, our proprietary measurements, we were measuring that the market was about 12% above where we would expect it to be at this time based on the long-term average. So that's part of why we were telling clients to expect some choppy markets. But markets can go a lot further than that. Back in 2021, we hit almost 20% above the long-term average before the market corrected back down. Actually, that term correction is an interesting term because it implies that something is incorrect, right? That it needs to be fixed. So it's a funny term, but in a way, it's accurate at times. So it's not an unusual event. And when you and I were talking before we jumped on today, you talked about a 1,000-point down day in the Dow, and a lot of people think that's a lot of volatility. Well, the Dow was at 40,000, so that's about a 2.5% down day.
Yeah.
You know, I remember having 1,000-point down days when the Dow was only, 10,000 or 15,000. So, so a little perspective and scale is important here as well. But I think what's more important than talking about what's causing volatility today and how to respond to that is, what do you do to prepare for volatility in general? You know, because if you're just reacting to it, that's a problem. I like the Warren Buffett quote. He talks about only when the tide goes out can you see who is swimming naked. So I think when you get some market volatility like this, it exposes, were you swimming naked? Were you maybe not prepared for the volatility? And that's maybe the better conversation.
Okay. Well, and another question I want to throw at you before I forget, because it's something that other people are thinking about and talking about, whether they're talking about, oh, should I take out, take stuff out of the market for a time? And as you and I talked about off the air, the common, rebuttal for that is, well, then you got to be right twice. What to expect when it comes to the Fed? And, we've talked about earlier in this year about interest rates and, them being, higher than we've had in the last few years. And is there anything with volatility that the Fed, who my understanding is they weren't going to meet again until September or expected to do anything until September, might something happen before then?
Yeah, there has been talk about whether or not the volatility of the last week would warrant an early Fed meeting or early Fed action. The strange thing about that, Steve, is not that much change in the last week. It's almost from our data that we follow, it's kind of surprising how much the market reacted and maybe overreacted, because as of market close yesterday, about half of the losses from that volatile period have already been made back up. Interest rates have already corrected a little bit. A lot has already sort of backed off of the fear that we saw a week ago, which just speaks to how fickle the market is. But there's definitely, at the minimum, there's more pressure for the Federal Reserve to take action in September when they meet. And now there's a very high expectation that not only will they cut rates, they might cut rates 0.5% instead of 0.25%, which would be not necessarily an unprecedented or dramatic action, but maybe a bigger response than we expected to the state of the economy.
Okay, well, I like where you were headed with the most important thing really is how do we respond, or do we respond?
Mm-hmm. For most people, it doesn't make sense to respond to these short-term knee-jerk reactions. And as I mentioned, had you sold during the most dramatic down day earlier this week, you know, the market's already recovered half of those losses. So you're already out, right? You've already missed out on recovery, even in just a couple of trading days. So what's more important is, you know, what do you do to prepare for these periods? Are you properly diversified? You know, are you getting the full brunt of these downturns, or are you easing those periods of volatility by having assets in your portfolio that do well during corrections? You know, the trades of the last couple of years that did the best were the ones that were hit hardest in the last, not just the last week, but over the last month or so. So if you got overextended by chasing the hottest, latest thing, you're feeling some extra pain right now. So a disciplined, diversified, you know, process-driven investment strategy right now is probably faring a little bit better than someone who's been speculating in markets. So the other factor is, are you taking investment risk with assets that should not be at risk? So we've talked before, if you need money in the next 6, 12, or even 18 to 24 months, that money should not be in the stock market at all, because it's likely required in the short term. And I can't tell you where the market's going in the next 6, 12, 18 months. So that's a discipline we exercise with our clients. In fact, I was looking at some numbers. We started setting aside a lot of cash for clients that we knew had expenses coming up last Wednesday. So the day before all this started, we got rather lucky. We had pulled aside almost $2 million of cash for various clients. That's dozens of clients getting little pieces put aside, which happened to be just in time for this. And it wasn't because we knew the market was going to go south. It's just we knew that the market was at a good place overall. And our process says when we see that, we will go and we will raise cash. So a lot of our clients, you know, we extended the amount of cash they had for their retirement income or their spending needs out to the next 12 to 24 months. So those are actions you can take that just keep you in a conservative posture and ensure that you're not taking risk on assets that should not be at risk.
All right. And yeah, for the most part, I mean, you know, and we often in our discussions, you know, the only thing that I'm doing right now is my retirement, which I don't know what percentage of people are in that same position where that's really about all they're doing. And if that's a high percentage of people, really the best thing for most to do, is stick with the plan. I even told you off the air, I said, you know, I heard about the four-digit day, and then I saw about a third of that was recovered, I think, on the next day. And quite honestly, I haven't looked since then, because I'm not doing anything anyway, because I'm not planning on retiring, any sooner than the next 10 years, you know, God willing. So for the most part, I mean, is that where a majority of people landed this week?
I would think so. Yeah, most people are staying the course. And I think that all falls into Proverbs 21:5, which says steady plotting brings prosperity and hasty speculation brings poverty. And it doesn't always feel like it, but if you're getting in and out of the market, you are speculating. You are making a bet or a guess as to what's going to happen next. And the Proverbs right there is very clear. The Bible is very clear that that's an act of speculation and greed, and it leads to poverty. And some people say, well, no, I'm selling stocks. I'm going to a safer place. It's like, well, if you're doing that in response to trying to preserve assets, you can get back in lower and try to make more money. That's all speculative action. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
So that all fits in that category in my mind. And so staying the course, as you described, Steve, I think is the wise course and most likely the most common amongst investors.
So we typically draw attention to a free resource found on the website at johnmoore.com. That is the Insights tab. What will our listeners find there?
Well, as always, we update every week after our Monday investment committee. We post a 2 to 3 minute video of what we're seeing this week, so you can see a little more detail than what I gave today in this segment on, you know, what are we looking at back on August 5th on our Monday meeting. So you can see that for August 5th, July 29th. You can go back and see those short videos. And then we have a wonderful post from our financial planner, Andy, from our Arizona office, who went deeper into what does it mean to exercise biblical financial planning. He did a wonderful blog post there that's worth a read for any believers who are wondering, hey, am I really doing biblical planning or am I just doing things the world's way? So a couple good pieces there worth your time.
Very good. Well, we've been visiting with Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates, our Friday financial update. Brian, thanks so much for the time and maybe kind of a pun intended for the insights that we hope our listeners will go find at johnmoore.com. And we'll connect again next week.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect. Have a great weekend. Join us again Monday, 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect.